Bava Basra, Parakei, Mishnah Tes. Hasholeach es beno, someone who sends his son, a minor son, Eitzel Chanveni, to a storekeeper, Upundyon biyado, and he sends him with a coin that's the value of a pundyon. Pundyon, we should know, is made of two isar. He sends him with that pundyon. In addition to that, he's also sent to him with a glass utensil, which is supposed to be filled by the storekeeper with oil. He sends him to buy one isser's worth of oil, and he's expected to give change back. Now, umada lo beisser shemen, and the storekeeper, he measures out into this slochus, into this glass utensil, an isser's worth of shemen that's worth half of the punyon. The nasan lo esa isser, and he gives the child an isser, and what happens? Shavar asat slochus, the child breaks the glass container. The ibed esa isser, and he loses the isser, the change. So the Tanakhama says, Hachenveni chayev. The Chenveni is liable for this, what has happened. Now, the rationale for the Tanakhama, that the Chenveni should be liable, the storekeeper is liable, is because he understands that it's clear that the reason that the father sent his son was not that he should actually receive the shemen in return, that the storekeeper was not supposed to give him the glass container and the coin and change back. But rather, he was supposed to just go, the child was just there to inform him, and that the storekeeper himself was supposed to send it in responsible hands to send the oil back in the glass container and the coin. And because he sent it in the child, which he wasn't supposed to, he is liable. Now, the Gemara asks, however, why is it that the Chenveni should be liable for the broken glass? It's what we call an aveda midas. The father himself sent the glass with the son, and therefore it was clear that he was expecting the son to potentially lose the item, break the item. So why is the Chenveni liable? And the Gemara explains that the reason the Chenveni is liable is because this scenario is talking where the Chenveni took the glass from the child and didn't just put oil into it. First, he used it for his own purposes. And the shoel, if he borrows it without permission, he's considered a gazlan, like a robber, and therefore he's liable, despite the fact that the father himself was careless. And that's why he's responsible for the glass, even though the father himself sent the glass. Now, Tosfos points out that you could really ask the same question about the coin. The father irresponsibly sent the coin with the child. Why is the storekeeper liable for the change of the coin, for sending the change with the child? And Tosfos explains that because there also, he has the responsibility, once he's holding on to the man's punyon, he has his punyon in his hand, he has the responsibility to get the change back to him under all circumstances. Now, the Tanakhama maintained that the Chenveni was liable. However, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Chenveni is not liable. The reason he says is she'almanas kein shulcho, because Rabbi Yehuda maintains that was the purpose for why the father sent the child to actually take the shemen, to receive the shemen, and to receive the change, and therefore the chenveni did nothing wrong. Now the Gemara explains that even if the storekeeper went ahead and used the glass for his own purposes, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that does not make him a gazlan, as long as he returns the tzlochus back to the place that he borrowed it from, which is back to the child, he is putter from any damage that happens to it. Now, the Mishnah concludes, Umodim Chachamim L'Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda, Bizman Shal Tzlochus B'Yad HaTinok, if that the storekeeper does not take the tzlochus himself at all, but rather the tzlochus remains in the hands of the tinok way his father gave it to him. Umodad Achenveni L'Socha, and the storekeeper pours out, measures out the oil into it without taking hold of the glass himself. Chenveni Pater, the Chenveni is not liable, even according to the Chachamim. However, he still would be liable for the oil and for the Isser, which was given back to the child. But the Tzlochus itself, he's not liable for because he never took possession of that.